Get ready for a week-long celebration of music, community, and fabulous fun with Joy Radiothon 2024. Joy has the largest collection of rainbow podcast content in the world, and you can help keep us out loud and proud by donating during Joy Radiothon 2024. Just go to joy.org.au/radiothon. Mark it in your calendars because Joy Radiothon returns June 1st to 7th. And remember, we all flourish with joy.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
Joy.
Welcome aboard. Next stop, Fiona's Melbourne.
It's 27 minutes to 5, and in the back seat, as we always have on a Monday afternoon, it's Fiona. Hello, Fiona.
Hello, Michael. Hello, Simon.
Welcome.
You're a happy girl today, aren't you?
Mm. I am. I'm a happy girl at Hawthorn.
It's it's all very exciting.
We're the mighty fighting Hawks.
Now, you were not all that... confident last week.
I wasn't, you know, I have to say, I think it was a surprise for everyone how much we won by.
And you ended up going, didn't you, to the final?
No, I ended up watching a pub.
That's close enough.
Yeah. I was close to the G. It was in Collingwood.
and considering what someone in a box was up to.
Yeah, well, before you ask, it wasn't me.
Thought you looked familiar.
Yeah, well, I wish that was my body.
I didn't recognise you with your clothes on.
Yeah.
That was really very interesting.
Yeah, well, look, you've got, I think, celebrate how you need to.
Exactly.
Maybe put the blinds on the corporate box.
Probably
before you do that.
Yeah.
And don't yell at police.
Yeah, probably no. Yeah, but good luck to you if you are trying to get yourself a girl in to keep your company in grand final day in the box at the NCT.
Oh, there you go.
Next year, maybe I'll get a boy. I wonder if it would have been a problem if it was a guy, probably more so, I reckon.
I have to say, so glad. All the hype, the bubble was burst out of Lance Franklin's...
Oh, it was, wasn't it?
Very big, muscled very body.
I tell you what, it would have hurt as a Hawks supporter. If Sydney had have won and Buddy had have kicked the winning goal after the siren or something like that. But no, he picked the wrong team.
Yeah, well, it's his own fault. He's not made for his brains.
No,
he's
you
made
can't
for
buy
that.
Premierships. That's the moral of the story,
no,
Sydney.
That's
very
right.
True. Mm. Very true.
And Hodgie's 2nd Norm Smith as well.
Look, it was all just a great day. And back to back.
Oh.
I almost am so happy we've got nothing to whinge about.
No, you're fine.
Yeah, I'll find something.
What is happening in Melbourne this week?
Well, post grand final, I was having a look at some of the gay events in Melbourne, and one I haven't ever mentioned, which I probably should have, is Sundaylicious. Sundaylicious is, well, predominantly a female event for the lesbians of us, of the town.
The lovely lady lesbians.
Although boys are welcome.
I've always wanted to go to one. I've always seen photos and they look like so much fun.
Yeah. Well, it is. And it's at the deck near behind the World Trade Centre. Down the casino way of town.
Yep.
Lovely day. And I have to say, I love it that there's a lot of different types of women there as well. It's not just the one or the other.
That's like when the boys go to different things. A lot of times they're all very much the same people.
Yeah, the same types.
And I like
the bears
when there's something.
And you get them.
Yeah, I like when there's a bit mixed, which is nice.
Yeah, so, very friendly. Good DJs, dancing.
Mm-hmm. And with the weather getting nice, you want to get out and about.
Yeah, be outside, and it's right on the river. A lovely, lovely location. It's the last one. Actually, Sundaylicious celebrated its 5th birthday last month.
Wow.
So, doing very well, and there's always...
It's pretty good in these times.
Yeah, that's right. Mm. Quite a number of people that go. So, I found it great. When I first came out, I started going to Sundaylicious, and I found it really friendly and lovely to meet people.
Wow.
So, yeah. Get down there.
If you have been, or you know some other things for lovely lady lesbians to attend, we can put on Facebook and Twitter. Let us know, 0427 Joy949. Had a message come in from Jackie saying, "Hi guys, love Joy. Thanks for the humour to get me through the drive home down Hoddle Street."
There's a whinge.
Oh, don't get us started.
Yeah.
14 minutes to 5 here on Joy 94.9. That was the very, very sexy Cedric Gervais featuring Coco. We threw the night here in the back seat on Joy, Simon. Breath.
That was a very nasally breath.
It was here.
It was hay fever.
It's hay fevery. Mm. The pills haven't quite kicked in yet. We'll see how tomorrow. Here we go tomorrow. Anyway, it is time for, well, it's that time. It's that time of the Monday afternoon where we help Fiona on the couch. The back seat turns into a psychiatrist's couch.
It does.
It folds back.
Yeah. It does. Well, that's how we like it.
Grab your clipboard, Michael.
Oh, it's ready. Now, what do you need to get off your chest? What is annoying you?
Well, first of all, this is my last winch for a little while.
Oh.
I'm going to South America for 5 weeks.
So unfair.
So this
well, that could be our whinge.
That it's could be, yeah, exactly. You'll have to come up with your own whinges while I'm away.
But look, we will.
Yeah. I was driving past, I live near Victoria Gardens where the famous IKEA shopping centre. I was driving past it today and I thought, gosh, I hate that place.
Really?
Yes.
Like that much?
I actually hate it. Basically, I hate it because I get trapped in there. I want to go in and buy a saucepan and I end up walking out with an outdoors set of table and chairs and cutlery that I don't need and a chopping board and all sorts of things because they lure me through the maze. Yeah. It takes me about 20 minutes to get...
I've got to admit that I was out there on Friday night, and it was...
It was dead.
And so it was actually quite enjoyable walking around there. Go there on a weekend, though, it's fetal position before you even walk through the doors.
Mm.
But getting all that flat pack stuff in the car was one feat, but getting it all put together, oh God.
Easy.
How did they manage to convince us to build our own furniture? I think it's an amazing business model.
DIY everything is the hot thing.
But there's apparently little doors you can get through to get out quicker, but I've never been able to find them.
It reminds me, and for the gamers out there, it reminds me of the original Nintendo version of Zelda.
Oh, yeah.
When
yeah.
you used to be able to cut through to different levels,
mm-hmm.
and that's what those doorways remind me of. Whenever I go through there, I feel like I've gone through a different level or to
a
different world.
I've gone into bathroom and I should have gone round. Yeah.
But lots of shops do that, though. They sort of...
But IKEA does it on a scale.
Yeah,
that's,
I know.
They're
very good. They've done it for a long time.
Yeah.
Whereas other shops only is really starting. It's like at the supermarket. And you need something, all your essentials are sort of in the deep, dark pockets of the shop.
Yeah.
So you have to go through all of these, past everything else to get
past all those chocolate bars.
Exactly.
But do you notice that things like milk are always at the back of the store?
Correct. That's why, exactly.
And someone who's paid a lot of money to plan it that way.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yes. Is there something about shops that ticks you off? Because that's something that annoys me. All I want to go is get some milk, some bread.
And get out of there as quick as I can.
No, then I see the specials and I see the chocolate and I see the chips and the soft drink and then I think, oh, I'm a bit hungry. I go to the bakery and I'll buy something fancy from the bakery and then I get something else and then something else. No.
Yeah, evil. I feel manipulated.
Evil and wrong. If you are annoyed by shops in general, just like Fiona is in particular, 0427JOY949. But Beyonce, Queen B, she's not annoyed by shops.
Segway.
She's annoyed by being pretty, right? Because pretty hurts. And Eddie said did some editing of her particular track to bring us this one.
There you go.
It is the Eddie said. It's the official remix. We got to number 47 now on the charts. Didn't do very well.
Was that a promotional line, is it?
What? Which one?
I wouldn't be advertising that.
Hey, we're all but the truth here. All but the truth.
Oh, true.
This is the Eddie said radio edit of Beyonce's Pretty Hurts. You're in the back seat on Joy 94.9.
Be happy.
It's 5 minutes to five here on Joy 94.9. In the back seat, we have Fiona with us helping us to drive home. And, it's just been a bit of annoying, the annoyance about shops, really.
Betcha, just annoying.
Just really pissing you off.
Yeah. So maybe I just won't go shopping.
No, don't.
No, ever.
Get like a little person to go for you, like a slave person.
A PA.
That's my partner.
Ah, yes. Yeah. No,
she does do more shopping.
I hope she's not
listening. She is listening, probably. But she does do more shopping than I do. God bless her.
Yeah, but
I do other things. I put the washing out.
I'd rather go shopping than put the washing out.
Yeah, see, well, that's a good deal then.
It is.
It's all win-win.
Well, it depends on the shopping, though.
Hey.
It would depend on the shopping. Like, if it's good shopping, I'm happy to do the shopping. But if it's like really mundane, boring shopping,
yeah,
not so much. I actually hate clothes shopping.
Oh, really?
Really?
Not because. Well, number one, I hate trying on clothes. It just annoys me, right? And number two, I'm never sure if I've bought the right clothes. Like, I put it on, it looks okay, but I don't know if it actually does look okay. It looks okay to me.
You need someone to go with you,
maybe
that's
you need
why.
Straight eye for the queer guy or something.
Maybe I do.
Weird Carson involved.
Yeah.
No, I prefer not.
Wonder what's happened to those guys.
I don't know.
Who are working in 7-Eleven now, I think.
The Queer Eyes.
Mm.
Yeah, that was a great show.
Mm. It was good, wasn't it?
I liked it.
Mm.
There was one of them who's still on TV, hosting some show. Yeah, yeah. They're all sort of famous
scattered
still.
Around the place.
Yeah, but not together. Not like Captain Planet's sidekicks.
You know. They might all come back for something. They'll have a reunion for some event, I'm sure.
Well, it was such a great show watching them get straight guys that had no idea how to dress even behave.
Which is good.
And yeah, it was so satisfying.
Oh, what's not satisfying is that you're going to be leaving us for a couple of weeks.
Yes.
Quite a few weeks. I'm heading to South America.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll be in probably Peru, Mexico, somewhere like that next time.
Well, we'll be here, so it's unfortunate to be you.
Yeah. I miss out. Argentina, Chile, Uruguay.
Oh, you are gay.
Love a good Simpsons reference.
Yeah. Doing lots of different things. So I have plenty of stories to tell.
Oh, that's good.
And I'll be quite relaxed probably the next time you see me and a little bit brown.
Oh, that's
And we expect
nice.
The next time that we see you to be in Spanish too.
Oh, okay.
Yes, yeah. I'll do the whole segment in Spanish.
See,
I'll suddenly be fluent in Spanish.
You'll be suddenly fluent in Spanish.
In Espanol. In Espanol.
Oh, yeah, sorry.
In un Spanish.
I got el confusion. Have a lovely time.
Thank you. I'll see you in, I think it's November the 10th.
All right. Well,
wow, that sounds so long away.
It is. It's a long way away.
It's not that long, though, really. It's not really that long, but it is.
Well, actually, the day we head out, day after daylight savings. So make sure you turn your clocks back, kids.
Yes, this weekend coming.
Yes, that's right.
I think I'm the only person out there who's not a fan of daylight savings.
Oh, really? Yeah. You should move to Perth.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
They actually
Queensland.
Yeah, they officially opposed
it. Really?
Because someone said, the extra hour of sun's going to make my blinds fade.
And that's the reason.
Darling, same amount of sun.
And in Queensland, the cows will get confused. That's why I also decided not to have
that. That's right, the cows.
I love Australians. We're so intelligent.
We're a diverse bunch.
That's why we get New Zealanders to sing for us. So it's Broods with L-A-F here in the back. So have a fantastic time, Fiona.
Thank you.
Thank you for coming in. And the backseat will be ready for you when you get back.
Great.
Oh, excellent. You're in the backseat here on Joy 94.9.
Joy 94.9 is a GLBTIQ community radio station in Melbourne, Australia. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
This podcast was produced by Joy Media. You can support Joy's diverse sound and diverse community this June by donating to Joy Radiothon 2024. Go to joy.org.au/radiothon. And remember, we all flourish with joy.